KyleTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now, I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this: the result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
On the road to Super Showdown this Thursday night, this Thursday afternoon on the WWE Network. This was your final go home to the show, and I don't think they got me overly excited, but hey, it was Monday Night Raw. This is a Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Reckon, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
I would have to agree this show didn't get me terribly revved up for Super Showdown, but that's okay.
It got me excited for other things.
I mean, it got me excited for other things.
Just not Super Showdown. It didn't get me amped for Ricochet and Brock, because...
I think we all know how Brock, Ricochet's going to die. I mean, we know that.
Yeah, he beat Luke Gallows. I mean, that was a thing, and Heyman...
Although... Paul Heyman standing there looking like Satan himself was a nice touch. I'm not going to lie. Because after Ricochet beats Luke Gallows, Heyman's backstage and he's just got, I don't even know how to describe it other than evil. Mm-hmm. It was just evil.
He talked about how Brock is going to destroy Ricochet, make mincemeat out of him, and then take Drew McIntyre to Suplex City. He talked about, there was a line in there. If my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle. That got Lesnar to chuckle. So it was a fine little promo. Ricochet had a fine little match. It just didn't set the world on fire in terms of Super Showdown, because we all know the result. It's the stopgap. We had an emotional Drew McIntyre interview where he talked about, you know, being the chosen one and then sort of falling out of grace and sort of being let go and then making his return, and how Hunter brought him back in NXT, and then he's back on the main roster. But he has never held a championship, and this will be his opportunity, a world championship, and this will be his opportunity at WrestleMania. Like, they're building.
What do you call the NXT title, dude?
On the main roster, I guess. I guess that's more what he meant.
I mean, it's a fair point, but he's held
championships.
Okay, he's held championships. I mean, he was an Intercontinental Champion when he was in the Chosen One.
But not a WWE World Champion. I think that's what he went, because he was Impact World Champion. That doesn't count at this stage. It's like, he's never held the big belt in WWE, so it's like, this is his chance. He's never had his shot, so this will be his first shot at it. I mean, the one thing they're doing right, they're doing Drew McIntyre right. They're portraying him the right way.
Oh, no, I don't disagree with that at all. I think they're definitely doing him right.
So that, if there's one positive out of the show, it's Drew McIntyre. So Aleister Black was walking backstage. He walked into the OC. Him and AJ exchanged some words, and then the OC beat up Aleister Black.
Which was a little rude. I mean, Aleister was just hanging out backstage, walking around, having a nice night.
But Aleister got back to his feet. He was stumbling around. He was still, he's still a fighter. He's still going to fight. He fought Eric Rowan. Eric Rowan was very concerned over his little special friend in his cage.
His pet. He has a pet.
He has a pet. Alistair was able to get the win, even though I thought Eric would have got the win back, but the pet cost Eric the match.
Like it does, I guess?
Because the pet got knocked off the step, so he showed concern. He had to beat the 10 count, and then he got hit with two black masses. So, there was that. I mean, Aleister Black continues to be undefeated. He then talked to Sarah Schreiber, and he basically challenged AJ Styles to a match next week. I mean, that's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be good.
Humberto Carrillo and Angel Garza had a pretty good match, with Angel Garza getting the win. Good match. Enjoyable.
Honestly, the promo by Zelina Vega and Angel Garza backstage was a little bit more enticing than the match. I'm not going to lie. But this was solid. This was good.
But this show had one unanswered question.
Hmm.
It was the winner premiere of Truth TV. His guest was Bobby Lashley and Lana. He didn't want to fight Bobby Lashley because he's big. But we didn't ever got the answer. Did Lashley see the Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
I mean, people want to know, man.
I mean, people want to know. Lashley got the win. Just so people aware. Angelo Dawkins and Murphy battled. Ended in a disqualification with Angelo Dawkins going to win, leading to Seth Rollins versus Montez Ford. Dawkins and Murphy were banned from ringside. Rollins got a good win over Montez Ford.
It was a nice little match. I wouldn't mind seeing it in fair circumstances, but it was good. It was really good. Montez looked good, even though he lost.
Even though he lost. He looked good in defeat, they say. He looked good in defeat. More with Seth Rollins here in a moment. We had a contract signing, one of the largest contract signings I think we've ever had. It was for the Elimination Chamber match. He had Jerry Lawler in the ring. He had Asuka. He had Natalya. He had Sarah Logan, Ruby Riott, and Liv Morgan. There was no Shayna Baszler for the contract signing. So Jerry Lawler got this contract signing underway. Everyone was signing their contract. Liv signed her contract and then walked it right into Ruby Riott's face and glared at her as she signed it.
And then Sarah Logan had to step in and be the mom friend.
She's always going to be the mom friend. But before she needed to step in, Shayna Baszler eventually showed up. She stared everyone down. She signed the contract. Asuka signed the contract. Asuka and Natty and Shayna got into it face to face. Asuka pulled Natty away. Asuka said, "Bite me," to Shayna. They were about to fight, but then Natty got back in Asuka's face. They started fighting. That's when Liv and Ruby got into fighting, where Sarah became the mom and had to break them up. And at this whole time, like, Shayna's just watching, and she's just like, "All right, cool. I don't have to touch anyone. Cool, cool. We're all good here." And then Becky Lynch's music played, and they brawled. They had to be pulled apart. Good stuff.
I like this. I enjoyed this. I thought it was very well done.
Like I mentioned, if there was one thing they also did, they're building to Shayna and Becky, doing that pretty well. It's like, okay, we know Chamber's coming. We know Shayna's going to win, and they're keeping the momentum build for Shayna and Becky, which means they won't have to rush it with the Chamber after the Chamber. So it's like, they're just going to continue to build. We all know what the afterthought is. We all know the end result of the Chamber match, so here we go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like this. I enjoyed this. I thought this was very well done. I mean, like I said, so I don't have an issue with this. I like how there's... So normally it's like when they do a chamber match, it's like sometimes they just throw six people in the chamber together and they have grievances, but they don't really have grievances. I like how everybody in this has a problem with everybody else. And there's a legitimate reason why everybody has a problem with everybody else, except for Natty. Natty's like...
No, she has a problem with Asuka.
She has a problem with Asuka, but it's like everybody else. It's like
Sarah has no problem with anyone.
Sarah's going in to make sure that Liv and Ruby don't murder each other. Ruby doesn't murder Liv.
Pretty much.
She's going in to be the mom. That's what she's going in to do.
That is pretty much her role in that one.
You gotta look out for your girls, you know?
Like they're friends, but now they're fighting, so yeah, that's where we are in that one. Then we open up Monday Night Raw with Randy Orton. He's being booed out of this building. He's sorry. He's been going on through a lot. His emotions have become unbalanced lately. And he was told when he got to the building that it's been 15 years since Raw's win is in Winnipeg, so he's dropping some facts. And then he would have been 24 years old, and thanks to the internet, I did a little research.
He Googled himself, Chad. Randy Orton Googled himself. God only knows what he found.
Probably a lot of, he was the Intercontinental Championship. He was also punched in the face by a certain man. a man who eventually saved himself from himself and his self-destruction tendencies. That man's name was Adam, or as we know him, Edge. Fans chant for Edge. Edge can't be here tonight because of what I did to him a month ago. Orton said he doesn't expect them to understand why he did what he did to Edge, and he knows they never will, but I did what I did, I am very sorry for. I am truly sorry from the bottom of my heart. Canada's own Kevin Owens comes out. Huge ovation. They were chanting his name all night. Orton said he heard Orton apologize for what he did to Edge, but I don't think you mean it. So why don't you drop the act and just tell us why you did it? He talked about what happened to Matt Hardy. Owens said he's now asking Orton to tell him what happened. Orton said he's been a fan. He was a fan his entire life. Remember Edge watching at home when Edge retired, but he was making a living on the indie scene at this time. His goal was to make it WWE. He looked up to Edge and felt disappointed that he never able to share a ring with him. Talked about seeing Edge enter the Royal Rumble, but then Orton took it all away. So I asked one more time, why'd you do it? Orton told him, you don't want to go there. Owen said this, that, you know, he goes, you think you know me? The Randy and your hero Edge also thought he knew me too. Then it basically led to them challenging others to a match later in the main event. Good promo. I liked Randy Orton dropping the facts.
Randy Orton admitting that he does Google himself and, you know, the nice little you think you know me line. That was a good little touch.
Mm-hmm. But then there's your main event. Randy Orton and Kevin Owens ended really weird. There was a quick count when Orton hit the DDT.
Yeah, they had a new ref. I didn't recognize the ref.
So everyone was like wondering what the hell was going on. Rollins grabbed some chairs and told Randy, do you. Let the voices speak to you. Owens got up. He had a chair. They were about to fight off. The referee took the chair away from Kevin Owens. He then revealed that he... Owens then got the referee, opened up the shirt, and to reveal that he had the Monday Night Messiah t-shirt on. He's a disciple of Seth Rollins.
Seth buying refs now.
Rollins like, I didn't know he was going to do it. And then, stunner, powerbomb through table. Owens blew the kiss to Rollins before putting the ref through the table. That ended Monday Night Raw.
I liked the ending. It was a nice sneaky ending. The fact that you had Seth, somebody on the inside as a ref, was a nice touch because I'm sitting here and I'm watching it and all of a sudden there's like this really fast count in the match. I'm like,
it was like, wait.
Wait, what was that? That's kind of sneaky. And then the ref's right there. They're keeping the ref in the camera. It's like, who is this guy? Why does he keep getting involved? And then when he did the big reveal, it's like, oh, sneaky, sneaky. Seth bought himself a ref. So I thought this was good. I mean, it's a nice ending where it's like they're letting Seth prove his, show his, like, intelligence because he was known as the architect in the Shield, and we really haven't seen him be this crafty in a long time, so I'm liking it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying this so far.
But it didn't do anything for, Super Showdown.
No, this did zero to get me excited about Super Showdown. I don't think anything was necessarily promoted for Super Showdown.
Well, the tag match was promoted because you had the Street Profits do singles matches. So you promoted that. You promoted the title match. You promoted the trophy thing. I mean, you promoted some stuff, but it's going to be a by-number show. That's the way it's going to be.
Pretty much.
So... That was Raw Post Show. That was Raw. That's the Raw Post Show.
I mean, a good show overall.
We're building WrestleMania strong. That's the best way to do it.
Yep.
Everything else is just road, the speed bumps on the road to WrestleMania. That's all really can say about that one. Anyway, that'll do it for us. Wednesday night, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Episode 5, available right after the show ends. About 10:30 p.m. Eastern. The Rack will be live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to review Super Showdown.
That's right. Tune in, because we'll let you know who won, who lost, and probably hear me cry about Bray Wyatt. So, don't want to miss this Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallstreetRadio.com.
If Goldberg wins...
Oh, if Goldberg wins, we riot.
We're going to throw a riot party on Thursday night.
That is not acceptable at all.
Rack Radio Show on all of your favorite social media platforms and all anywhere you get podcasts. Saturday Night Midnight Edition, TV Radio. Go back and listen to Saturday Night's episode where we had the life-changing reveal. Tune in and listen to hear all about it. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio returns to talk Super Showdown next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTLive. You have Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. Use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag Hannah, because we're hashtag epic partner. At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com, slash Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch at Linsward, LNSWRD, so check that out.
Wait, on Twitch? Really?
On Twitch, twitch.tv/Linsward. Did you guys know? Did you hear?
Hit the heart.
Totally go follow me. Yeah, go click the heart.
Ring the bell.
I don't have a bell, but I have a heart.
No, you do. There's a bell right next to the heart. Once you hit the heart, you can ring the bell. That way, they know when you get the notification when you go live.
Ah, fair point.
So you hit the bell, know when it goes, you go live. So when if we decide to go live this week with on twitch.tv/Linsward, you'll know when it's on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's been the Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/RockRadioShow. New video posted exclusive to the YouTube channel. Wasn't seen anywhere else. Check it out now, youtube.com/RockRadioShow, and premiering Thursday night during Fortnite with Friends, a brand new intro.
Ooh, it's pretty swanky, y'all. Just in time for season 2.
Mm-hmm. It's a collaborative effort between me and Lindsay on this one. It's really, really good.
Anyway. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Yep. So this has been the Raw Post Show. We'll see you next Monday night for the Raw Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at twitch.tv/WTLive and wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.